Sweet, back on.
Hello, hello again.
I'm drinking a short black out of a full cup.
What's a short black for other people around the world?
An espresso?
Espressi? Out of a poo cup, so like a poo emoji short black cup. Actually, I
Great.
should take a photo of my
Take the
poo in
photo.
this.
We'll do it right now, live, a live photo.
We're going to talk about shoes again. I love talking about running
We
shoes.
love shoes are the best, but also the worst
This one's,
sometimes.
I'm going to limit myself to not 1 hour this time.
Now, let's limit it to like 15 minutes.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Basically, the
Well,
running.
wait, take the photo.
Take the photo.
Take
Okay,
the
I'm taking
photo.
a photo of you drinking a poo cup. There we go. I'm
There
putting
we
it on
go, done.
Instagram. So, the footwear industry has pissed me off for years. Claims of you need more support for this, we can get this shoe to prevent that injury, and it's all dumb.
Bullshit.
It's all kind of, I don't want to say it's all dumb, it's all wrong, but like there's a lot of misinformation out
Yeah.
there, a lot of claims that you need more support, you need more of this, and
If any shoe claims they can prevent injury,
they're wrong.
they're wrong. Like, shoes cannot prevent injury. Certain shoes can help with certain injuries in a certain way. Fair. But you can't go, if I buy this shoe, I'll never get injured.
That's right.
Because otherwise, everybody would have that shoe.
You cannot prevent injuries. Even everything I do in my work is just to reduce the likelihood you'll get injured. But you'll still probably get injured at some point.
Even we can't
Statistically.
say, look, if you come and see me, you'll never get injured.
Oh, God, no.
Look,
No.
the only certain way to never get a running injury is to stop running.
Stop running. That's the only
And
way.
you will never get a running injury. You probably get heaps of other shit, but that aside.
Exactly. You'll get fat and diabetes and whatnot. I'd rather have sore knees.
Fair.
So, where was I going with that? So
Shoes.
basically, this current science and literature and evidence is having multiple pairs of shoes is better than having one, and having a shoe that's comfortable is better than one that's not comfortable. Like, that's what we know.
Yeah, so having a comfortable shoe is more important than you're pronating, so you need a stability shoe,
Exactly.
which is also not true.
And if you've been in a supportive cushion stability shoe for 4 years and that's been working well, then probably don't go to a flexible, lightweight, neutral shoe straight away. Like, don't
Exactly.
change. If your body's used to something, adapted to something, and you're running and there's no pain, that's probably okay for you at this point in time. So what we're going to do is just have like a quick update on what the
What's
shoe
current?
industry, what's happening.
What's happening? What are people come out with these days that's no longer, oh, we can prevent injury, you need more of this, you need to do this? I think the current industry, the shoe industry, is focused on performance a lot more
Exactly.
than it is on look after your body.
And it's so fucking exciting because finally the shoe industries have gone, the shoe companies have gone, yeah, sweet, okay, so we can't prevent injuries, and maybe more support isn't always the answer. So shoes are going away from injury prevention and more support as advertised. Now they're going, let's have a shoe that feels good, that is fun and springy, and maybe reduces load at the ankle joint a little bit, perhaps, but one that might increase your performance as well. So, and that's like, for me, that's exciting because it's the shoe company kind of waking up and putting out something that's relevant.
So like a lot of like the current marketing, and I think the biggest player in the marketing field, as has been for many years, is Nike.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because they just have a shit ton of money and are really good at it. And if you can spend a shit ton of money on marketing, sweet, then a lot of people see it. So, let's talk about foam. Because that's what everybody goes, oh my God, we have this foam and it's amazing and I'll make you do this.
So instead of saying a company saying our shoe is the most supportive, the company is out now saying we have the nicest feeling foam. Our foam is lighter, our foam is springier, our foam feels comfortable, our foam will increase your performance or whatever it might
Yes,
be. And
exactly.
that's such a good avenue to go down. It's really exciting. So like Nike kind of got the ball rolling when they brought out their 4% a few years back, the Vaporflies. With their Zoom X foam. So that was the first kind of big one that sort of started to shift it all towards performance. New Balance have their Fresh Foam, which they're putting into their like fuel cell range, and actually most of their shoes now. Saucony have the Everrun foam, which is really good at energy return to the runner. Adidas have their Boost foam, they've had that for a while,
And then
Asics.
Asics Flight Foam, which is in their gel range, I think.
Well, basically every ASICS shoe has gel, which I don't love, which is a different story.
But it's, doesn't matter.
So we've got like all these foams coming out. And now shoes being advertised to say, pick one that feels good, and your shoe should feel fun. It should feel lively. It should feel responsive. Yeah. And like, I just can't even get over how much that excites me. So the fact that Asics, by the way, I've kind of given them a hard time, because for years they've been promoting the Nimbus and the Kayano and the really heavy cushion supportive stiff ones. But now, full credit to Asics, I love them. They've come out with the most un-Asics shoe in a long time, which is the Glide Ride, which followed on from the Meta Ride. So basically, the Glide Ride is not a stability shoe. It's not there to support your foot, but it's got a really big rocker. Basically, the front of the shoe basically falls away from the midsole. Yeah. So if you stand up in the Asics Glide Ride, you basically feel like you fall forwards, like the front of the shoe sort of falls away. So what that does, and this is the same premise that the Nike Vaporfly also works on, in that it gets you onto your mid and forefoot quicker, but it reduces dorsiflexion at your ankle through mid stance. And that's
so important. Like for us people that don't understand movements, dorsiflexion is your ankle moving towards your body. So if you take a step, and then your shin moves forward, but your foot stays in that position.
Yeah.
So that reduces that movement, which is better for energy.
Yeah, reduces your shin moving forwards, like basically through your ankle.
Yeah.
So it reduces that moment, which actually saves energy. And so it doesn't increase performance in the sense of it makes you run faster, but it just reduces the energy cost of running. So you can maintain your tempo speed for a bit longer with a bit less fatigue.
Exactly.
And then there'll be less muscle soreness afterwards as a result. That's kind of the premise that it works on. So we're talking less stability or neutral. Are we talking more like, now we're talking more like, cool, we kind of got a normal shoe, or we've got one with a curved midsole. And that's like, that's cool. And if you've never run in a shoe with a curved midsole, it's quite fun.
It's the weirdest feeling.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah, like the first time you wear a Hoka, it's a bit different.
You're just like, what's this?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird, but you get used to it.
Hmm. It's really good. So, like, there's that. And then the other thing is, like, the carbon fiber, which is, like, purely just performance.
Yeah, that's cool. More spring, more return.
Yeah, let's put a spring lever in your shoe to do some of the work for you. So there's like, so much debate. Obviously, is it cheating? Is it not? Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it like the super suits in swimming? Should we, like, cancel out these world records, or should we have an asterisk next to these world records? I think it's fine. Like, all companies are going to start to put carbon in their shoes.
Yes.
Like, and
it's got, I'm like, I think it's almost saying it's okay if everybody does it. Like, if,
yeah,
like the thing is, it's a shoe that's available to everyone.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, only three people that are world-class runners are allowed to have their shoe, so they have an advantage.
Yeah.
It's like, here's a shoe, go use it.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody pays the same price, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Where, sweet, and some people will choose to use it, other people will not choose to use it.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And, like, shoe technology's been a thing. Like, for 40 years, we've been increasing shoe technology. Like, brands have put gel in their midsole to soften impact. Brands have used different types of foam. Brands have used new rubber compounds. Brands are starting to put carbon fiber in their shoes. Like, why is it all of a sudden that shoe technology has been fine, cool, all the way? You put carbon in your shoe, fuck that, it's wrong. Like, why is that? Why is the next step of technology so bad? Like, why didn't we ban Asics from putting gel in their shoes, kind of thing? Like,
exactly. It's the same thing.
I feel like it's just the next evolution of shoes.
I reckon because it's so, like, in the past it was just done.
Mm.
It was just like, we put this in, great, sweet. Mm. Still from a good for your foot, cushioning, better for your running sort of thing. Yeah. Now it's a performance enhancing thing.
Yeah.
And people go, red flags, performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. We can't have that, because then is it still the body doing the job, or is it the shoe doing the job?
Yeah.
And I get that. I'm like, yeah, I see your point, but it is just an accepting technology.
Yeah.
Like, fine.
Yeah, exactly. And we know that we've put cushion in shoes to try and soften impact. And now we're building shoes in a way that they're, like, softening some of the work done at the ankle. Like, fuck yeah. I think that's awesome.
Okay.
Like, bring it on. I absolutely love it.
And it's not like you'll go from a 5-hour marathoner to a 2-hour marathoner.
No.
Like, that doesn't happen. Like, we're looking at, like, a 2% increase.
Well, technically a 4% increase.
Technically a 4% increase.
4% energy cost improvement. But, like, you know, for your average runner, is that going to be, you know, if you're exercising for 3 hours, you're now exercising for 2 hours, 59 minutes, maybe, whatever it might be, like, I think it's fine.
I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
And I understand where people come from, but I think, like, just loosen up. It's technology. It's not drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's available for everyone, and it's not something you put in your body. It's just part of your shoe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. So I just think there's a really interesting precedent set with the super suits with swimming, which we had, I don't know, the best part of a decade ago.
Yeah.
And I guess if we look back then, every world record tumbled. And now we look at running and all the running world records have tumbled. So there's always going to be 2 points to this. It's really interesting, actually. In the last couple of months, we've gone sub-2 for the marathon. The half marathon world record has been broken.
Yep.
And, like, literally last week, the 10-kilometer world record was broken. Like, 26 minutes something. Like, I think 2:40 pace.
Yeah.
2 minutes 40 per kilometer. Like, which is fucked. But, again, they broke the world record by just a couple of seconds.
Mm.
It's not like they broke the record by a minute. So, I don't know, it's people say, yep, every world record's fallen this year. They've all been in the Nike Next percent. Therefore, that shoe is cheating. Therefore, we should ban it. But, like, you could buy that shoe.
You can ask the question, is it the shoe? Or is it just, like, it's such a good feeling. People believe it does it for them. And they just have that 0.5% extra because they're confident. Is it placebo?
Fuck yeah. And I'm sure, especially because you've spent $350 on it, you put your foot in it and you go, yeah, this is the shoe for me.
Exactly.
This is good. I'm going to run well in it. If it cost $150 or, like, less, would you still feel the same way? I don't know. There's a few factors there. So it's so interesting and I love it. And for the first time in a good 10 years, I'm actually excited by the running footwear industry. It's nice that there's been a change from a performance shoe should be a flat to now a performance shoe. Maybe can have a thicker midsole, but it's going to be a really impressive midsole.
Mm.
So, I know, I like where it's going. Hopefully we'll continue to see quicker times and people enjoying their running a bit more. And hopefully when people get pain with running, they'll stop going and buying an orthotic or buying a bigger, more supportive shoe. And maybe they'll go, okay, like, I've got a good shoe that feels good. It's good for my performance, but I'm still getting these niggles. Like, maybe I should check my, like, strength for my training or whatever.
I think there's a big shift in people's thinking that needs to happen.
Mm.
Like, yes, the shoe companies have gone from, oh, it would probably sell more if we market performance and go down that path.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, if they market it well, they earn more money. So I'm happy to go down this path.
Yeah.
Is it for the right reasons? Debatable.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, we need to shift to go from cool, like, a shoe will not do anything for me from an injury prevention point of view.
Yeah.
It might help me perform, but then what can I do if I'm still hurting?
Yeah.
I have the shoe that is good for me.
Yeah.
Look at the other stuff.
Exactly. Don't just blame the shoe, because that's kind of a quick fix. I'll just buy a new shoe and it'll be fine.
Like, actually, I have an example of where actually someone bought a new shoe and it was the shoe, because the new version of the shoe was a lot narrower than the old version.
Yeah.
And it just compressed the foot.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'll run in this shoe. I've stopped running in it and my pain has disappeared.
Yeah.
As soon as I run in it again, I'm hurting.
Yeah. I guess that's a shoe fit.
That's a shoe fit issue. And it was like,
not cool. Like a biomechanic.
No, I was like, cool, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't use this shoe. Go get yourself, like, a slightly wider version or a slightly different shoe.
Yeah.
Because in this case, it was you just having the wrong shoe for your foot.
Yeah.
Because it didn't fit.
Yeah. And was that question for you, was that like she'd been running in the 15th version of the shoe and she bought the 16th and it was different fit?
Yeah.
Or was it like complete? Yeah.
It's like version 7 to 8 or 8 to 9.
Yeah.
What has been running in this shoe for ages,
bought
the new version online, went, same shoe.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for her.
And that's kind of what I don't like about always just sticking with the one shoe. Like, it has to be this shoe all the time. It's been this shoe for 4 years. You're better off having, like, I know it can be expensive initially, but if you have, like, 2 to 3 to 4 pairs of shoes you can rotate between, and then you don't need to buy a new pair of shoes every 6 months, then you're, like, you're set for a year. And then when one starts to die, you can buy another one and just rotate between them. And if they do feel slightly differently, you can just go, oh, this shoe feels different, as opposed to this shoe's weird and I don't like it and it's foreign.
And it's like, even if you buy the same version of the same shoe, if you've worn it for 6 months versus the brand new one, it'll feel different.
So different.
Because one you've worn, one, the foam has been compressed over kilometers and kilometers.
Yeah.
The upper has worn out a bit.
Yeah.
It'll feel different because it's a used shoe versus a new shoe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So many factors.
Yeah.
Wow. We actually didn't mean to get into the whole is Nike shoe cheating thing.
But we did. But we happened to get there.
It just went that way.
That's fine.
Anyway, cool guys. Like, go out and have fun with your shoes.
Yeah.
Like,
try different things.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, I'm not saying go buy 10 pairs of shoes.
I'm saying that.
Because, like, you know, if you have the money, go for it. But go to a running shop and try different things. Go, cool, I'm going to try these ones, this brand, that brand. Don't be married to a brand.
Yeah.
Try, like, comfort is number one.
Oh, yeah.
And then try different comfortable shoes and go, oh, I really like this one, I really like this one, I really like this one. Go with two of those.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. And then the freedom that that allows you is when you're going for a run and maybe, you know, you're like, your toe is a bit sore. So, like, cool, I'm going to choose this pair of shoes to run in today because I know it has a bigger toe box and there's more space for it. Or, like, man, I'm feeling good and fast and strong today. I'm going to choose a shoe with maybe less cushion or the lighter one or whatever and go for it. So having that freedom to choose that on a day-to-day basis, if you have an arsenal of three or four pairs of shoes, is, like, so cool.
And then once you have to replace a pair and they stop making them, you're not crying at home going, they're not making my shoe anymore, I have to stop running.
Yeah.
You can just go, cool, they're not making this one anymore, what else is out there? And you start experimenting again.
Yeah.
Because there's so much new stuff coming out every year.
Yeah.
Just
play. There's a few things I'm really looking forward to coming out. So I've still never run in the Nike Vaporflies, and I might at some point, but whatever, I'm happy not doing it.
But like, Nike, please send us two pairs, and we're happy to trial it.
Thank you very much, Nike. I'm actually looking forward to the Saucony shoes coming out.
Yeah.
Probably next year at some point, the Saucony Endorphin Pro. So basically that's a Saucony shoe, like a performance race shoe that has a decent amount of foam, the Everrun foam with a carbon plate through it. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm really looking forward to the On Running Cloud Boom.
Yeah, the Cloud Boom.
That's On Running's like racing shoe that's coming out in like September of 2020. So a long way, but they've got the normal On like road, the plate that runs through the middle of the shoe, but they're going to have like 15% carbon infused with it, but it's still a really lightweight shoe. Yeah. So like this time next year, I reckon that will be my race shoe, but it's like going to be all right. So like there's exciting things coming out.
Like, it's exciting, but like, and as again, like you might put it on and go, just not comfortable. And then if that happens, it happens.
Yeah, totally.
And then you're not going to go for it.
So I'd get something else.
You know, you just probably still go for it and then just run in them and run in them and go, nah, just shit. It's not comfortable, but it might not happen.
Yeah, but I'm so used to different shoes
because
they're running different ones. So rather than saying, oh, I hate this is bad, I'll be like, ah,
this is different.
Different, feels different. Let's get used to it. Anyway.
Sweet.
Cool. Shoes.
Like, we'd love to hear your thoughts on the whole 4%, next percent Nike cheating debate.
Yeah.
Stay nice or not, up to you.
Yeah.
And like, if have you got a favorite shoe?
Ooh.
Like, tell us and we'll slam you for it because you shouldn't.
Or a weird emotional connection to a shoe. That's the other thing.
Yeah. Have you got like a shoe, your first race shoe that's still there, that flies around it because you haven't washed it and you haven't done anything with it and it's been there for 10 years and it's about to walk away because it's come to life?
My Asics Piranha Racing Flats. They're mine. They're mine. They are like my toes basically point through the sole because I've worn that thin. But my God, I love them.
Get a new pair.
They don't make them anymore.
I know.
So I'm distraught.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll chat to you again soon.
Yeah, sweet.